Welcome to Lily Lifestyle Tips, where we give you quick and simple hacks for creating a happy life and healthy relationships.
Welcome, Lily Pod listeners. We want to talk to you and give you some tips about etiquette for dinner when you're on a date. And I think this is an important one because a lot of our dates end up being dinner, right?
Yeah, and this is both for people who are single and maybe going on a date for the first time or second or third, all the way to married couples who've been together for years and they have a regular date night or even maybe an occasional one.
Right. If you're talking about a first date or the first dinner together, know that it is proper etiquette now to arrive and leave separately, since you probably don't know the person on the first date. You arrive at the restaurant separately, and you'll do that for a few dates rather than picking the person up at the doorstep because, you know, for safety reasons, we're dating online and things like that a lot now. So that's the first thing. Another thing, if you're the guy, I think it's very important if you're arriving and leaving separately that you walk your date to her car at the end, make sure she gets there safely and that her car starts before you take off.
So yes, because sometimes it might not.
Right. And you need to make sure she's okay and doesn't have to deal with the situation on her own. So that's an important thing. And it's a little bit chivalrous and all that. Another one I would say is that the asker on the date is going to pay for the dinner. Why? Because they picked the place. They control the cost more. I think it's also still, this is an older rule, but I think it still applies. If you are the person who was invited on the date by the other person and the other person is going to pay, then you need to let that person order first and order within a couple of bucks of what they order. So don't order them, you know, go in and order the lobster or something when they ordered something that was half that much. Let them order and let that kind of be your guide as to what it's okay for you to order. If they're paying, I think that's a polite thing to do.
You know, and I would like to talk here about phones. We have lots of distractions in this world.
Very important.
This didn't used to be so much of an issue, but we just have so much of our lives on our phones and we're so attached to them. And sometimes we're even maybe a little addicted. Whether or not that's a problem for us or not, I heard of an article where they did a study that when people put their phone down on silent, even face down on a table, that the conversation was more stifled and less open than when they tucked it away out of sight.
Right.
So it's not only important to stay off your phone actively, but to not have it in the realm of view of you as a couple on the date.
I agree with that. Now, you may need to set your phone to vibrate because you got kids at home. And, you know, in case of an emergency, you may need to look at the phone if it vibrates. But if it's not your kids, leave it alone. And even if it is your kids, they need to understand that it's that they are only to contact you during the date in case of an emergency. And it's not an emergency if they can't decide which program to watch on TV.
Well, and even specifically in intentional courtship, we also say, as far as phone goes, that if you need to be able to be available to your kids based on an emergency, let your date know so that they understand that you value your time with them and that the only reason you would take a call or message is if you believed it was one of your children and it was an emergency. Because that way, they're not thinking that they're being disrespected.
Right. Yeah, or that you're texting another person or something like that, where you're, you're being distracted from paying attention to them by another person you're interested in. So that's an important one. Also, I think it's important to just reiterate one of the basic things. Chew with your mouth closed. Wait till your partner has gotten their dinner before you start to eat. You know, some of those basic table manners are still important even now.
And this is something that most people wouldn't think about, but try to pace your eating with your partner, as long as it's not too fast. Right. I think maybe the faster eater would be the slower downer so that no one's racing.
And if you're done getting done way before your partner, you may need to understand that you need to slow down. It may also be an indication that you're not doing your share of the talking and carrying the conversation. And watch the same thing on the other side of the table. If they're finishing way faster than you, maybe you're not giving them an opportunity to talk. Mm. So just pay attention to that.
Yeah, that's a good point too. Although some of the pace has to do with just personal preference, but
right.
Yeah, I do want to say that when I first found out about that phone tip and tucking it away, I went on a date. I told the guy about it. We tucked phones away and we had I think some of the best conversation I've ever had on a date. And I was like, oh, wow, this really works.
Right.
So it might also be the intention. You put the phone away to really connect face to face with another person.
And Kathy and I try to observe that as married people on our dates, because honestly, we could be texting or, you know, on our phones doing something for Lily, for you guys, helping you guys date. But if we're giving you better dates and then ours are suffering, then that's not fair to us. So it's not being a good example.
Right.
So that's another important one. We could go on and on about this issue of, having good experiences at a restaurant together. And we probably will do that, more of this. But I think those are a few good starter tips for if you're going to have dinner with a partner. We want you to enjoy yourself. Order something that you like that's in the realm of what the person paying is ordering. And remember safety. Arrive and leave separately if you're not don't know the person very well. And guys, be sure to walk her to her car and make sure her car starts.
And married couples, it's a great time to be chivalrous.
Yep. And stay off your phones as much as possible.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful week, LilyPod listeners.